Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. A point I repeatedly make in my writings and presentations is that the financial reporting to the general public is often deceptive. If you were to just read or listen to headlines, you would get a much different impression of the state of the economy than if you dig down to the fine print in government and other economic reports. Let me give you some fresh examples of deceptive headlines. Last week, the U.S. Department of Commerce reported that January durable goods orders had increased by 2.7% over December figures. That was the headline. It sounds wonderful. However, if you exclude orders in the transportation sector, which were skewed by Boeing's report of a huge 4,900% increase in aircraft sales, durable goods orders in January declined by 3.6%. A high percentage of Boeing's sales were to the U.S. military. Buried in the report was the information that durable goods orders, excluding all military purchases, fell by 6.9% in January. This was the largest such decline in more than 2 years. Durable goods orders, excluding military purchases, are often taken as a proxy to reflect private sector demand. So, once again, this important bad news is not what the public hears about. Also last week, the Commerce Department reported that the sales of new homes in January were at a seasonally adjusted rate of 284,000 units. While that statistic was a 12.6% drop from the previous month and down 18% from January 2010, it hid a more worrisome fact. The actual number of new homes sold in January was 19,000. That was the lowest monthly sales of new homes since the Census Bureau started to track this statistic. Here again, the somewhat bad news made the headline, while the really poor news was generally unreported. Then there was U.S. Labor Weekly report on new unemployment claims. The headlines talked about how new claims were about 40% lower than the data for 2 years ago. However, buried in the fine print of the report was a statement that 9.2 million people are still receiving jobless benefits. The U.S. government considers people to be unemployed only so long as they continue to receive government benefits. Once unemployment benefits run out, people are no longer considered unemployed, whether or not they have a job. And of course, the report didn't even mention that the number of employed people as a percentage of the population has been declining. The government isn't alone in deceptive statistics. The National Association of Realtors recently announced that it had overstated the number of home sales every month for the past 3 years or so, perhaps as much as 15 to 20%. If the public had been aware of the accurate statistics, home prices would have come down more sharply than has happened. To summarize, when the general public looks at the headlines, they'll be led to think that the U.S. economy is in better shape than is true. That is exactly what the U.S. government wants. A complacent public will not scramble to get out of the U.S. dollar, pushing up demand and prices for gold and silver as safe havens. For your own protection, take a skeptical attitude to any reported statistical headlines. Dig down to read the entire report. Further, do a long-term comparison to place the latest report into proper perspective. Don't expect the U.S. government or the mainstream media to do this job for you. I am confident that when you do your own homework, you will be less trusting of the U.S. government, the U.S. dollar, and the U.S. economy. That's it for this week. Tune in next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.